Towns and cities across Idaho are preparing for the upcoming total solar eclipse on August 21st. Small towns like Weezer, on the western edge of the state, have been preparing for the influx for more than a year. Last week, Washington County commissioners passed a preemptive emergency declaration in case they end up needing more resources to deal with the event. Samantha Wright drove an hour northwest of Boise to find out what Weezer is facing this summer.
The gymnasium at Park School in Weezer is full of third, fourth, and fifth grade students. Standing next to the stage, Principal Angela Halverson introduces Assistant Professor Brian Jackson from Boise State University.
And he is going to talk to us all about this cool thing that's coming, the total solar eclipse. Can you please give him a round of applause?
Jackson is traveling around Idaho this summer to talk to kids and adults about the eclipse.
The moon's shadow is going to pass right through your city. The moon is going to completely block out the sun, as seen here in Weezer, and it's going to be as dark as night for like 2 minutes.
Jackson's been working with people in Weezer for almost a year to prepare.
Weezer is one of the best places in the United States to see the eclipse. So you guys are probably going to have a lot of people here on that day.
That's a bit of an understatement, says Patrick Nauman, the owner of Weezer Classic Candy, a vintage store in the center of town.
Hordes. We're expecting hordes of people. We're now making plans to be able to accommodate somewhere between 50 and 60,000 for that morning.
Nauman is co-chairman of the Weezer Eclipse Festival. That 60,000 number, more than 10 times the town's population, makes him a little giddy.
It's a lot of people. As a tri-county area, Washington County, Payette County, and Malheur County, the latest estimates are 300,000 people in that three-county area to view the eclipse.
Nauman says Weezer, near the border of Oregon, lies very close to the middle of the path of totality. That's the moment in which the moon will completely cover up the sun. Add in the fact that the area traditionally has pretty clear weather in August. That makes Weezer a coveted eclipse viewing spot. Nauman's heard people are coming from all over the world.
It seems like every day, either our Chamber of Commerce or our school district gets another call from another group of, 50 to 100 to 200 people that are planning on being here.
The hotels from LeGrand to Boise are full. Motels in Weezer started eclipse bookings 6 years ago. Most of the campsites are gone. The Eclipse Committee is working with the school district to open up all four schools, including 9 acres at the high school, for viewing. Memorial Park has been set aside to hold up to 10,000 people.
We have a lot of logistics to work out, obviously, because we've got to have additional emergency services on staff, and we've got to have water stations on staff and first aid stations and those kind of things manned around town.
Nauman is renting porta potties while working with the fire department, local sheriff, and state police in Idaho and Oregon. The influx of people will likely jam Weezer cell phone towers, so local ham radio operators will be stationed around town to report emergencies or problems. Weezer is also working with the Idaho and Oregon transportation departments. Nauman's worried that thousands of people will wake up that Monday morning in August and decide to drive in all at once on Highway 95.
It's a two-lane highway, once you leave the interstate coming into Weezer. So we're really trying to encourage people to plan and think ahead.
Weezer is planning a 4-day festival around the eclipse, and he hopes people can come early and spend some time and money. He says this winter was hard for the area. Between too much snow and too much spring flooding, businesses suffered.
And there's been some economic downturn just a little bit, some economic crunch, I guess you could say, because of Mother Nature throughout the course of the winter and the spring.
Around the block from Nauman's candy store is startling evidence of that downturn. A large building has been smashed in half. A never-ending winter snowfall built up on many Weezer roofs, and some, like this one, were literally crushed under the weight. A few blocks away, local resident Barbara Barber points to where the back wall of the town's only grocery store still stands. The rest of the building was demolished by the accumulation of too much snow.
With all the collapses and things, and the heavy snow, and it lasted for such a long period of time, people didn't come here that usually would come, and that's a big impact in a place like this.
Barber has watched Weezer struggle this year. She says the eclipse comes at just the right time.
It will be a shot in the arm, a real boost right when we need it.
Like many locals, Barber is bringing in a group of people to watch the eclipse. She's planning a backyard brunch for at least a dozen friends. She's worried about traffic, too, and crowds, but...
I'm certain that we'll be prepared. We're all like hosts and hostesses. And we'll open up our arms and say welcome.
Back at Park School, the lecture is over, but kids are still asking questions. Principal Angela Halverson says her kids and the rest of the town are getting excited.
I think people are really starting to realize that this is the real deal. This is going to be huge.
Weezer is just one of the state's prime viewing spots. Unofficial estimates say 500,000 people could travel to Idaho for the eclipse in August. It's a lot of activity for just over 2 minutes of eclipse time, but according to residents in Weezer, it's just what they need. For KBSX News, I'm Samantha Wright.